Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I live in Lawrence County, Alabama.
Lawrence County.
And we were having issues finding our health department said they wouldn't be giving tests for 2 weeks. I called them Friday.
Are you talking about for a vaccine, or are we talking...
No, the COVID
actual test. Okay. You said you stay in Lawrence?
Lawrence County.
Lawrence County. All right, what surrounding county is close by? Because that's the only place I have listed for Lawrence as well.
What now?
What is the zip code?
35650.
Okay. What surrounding county do you stay by?
Morgan, Colbert.
Morgan. I see like three locations listed for Morgan County. Do you want me to give you two, a couple of them?
Yes, because there's nothing in Lawrence County. I've done been talking to the manager of the health department in Huntsville. Well, Friday, we were trying to find a place for my grandson to go be tested.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just because of him.
Mm-hmm.
It was one clinic here in Moulton. That's
mm-hmm.
the... I guess you would consider Moulton, Alabama, our main, the county, see,
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
where the hospital's located and all that. Well, our health department, according to Mr. Google, is supposed to give it twice a week, and that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
We have a clinic here in town that does
mm-hmm.
give the COVID test. But if you don't have a regular doctor... They're charging you $60.
Wow. Okay.
And the COVID test should be free.
I completely understand with that one. Okay. So, well, let's see if this family care clinic is able to help you or this urgent care is able to assist.
Is that in Lawrence County?
It's in actually Morgan County, because the only thing that popped up in Lawrence was the health department, and that's pretty much
mm-hmm.
taking me back to square one. So the next available thing
yeah.
to be is to go to someplace that's really, really close and convenient for you to get a test. So like the next
okay.
nearest county.
Okay.
So
urgent
you,
care, did you say?
Yes, that's in Decatur. Is that too far?
Well, Decatur's not that far. It's about a 20-minute drive.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
15, 20, depending. Now,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a place in Hartsville, a one stop or something like that.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I only see Hartsville, H-A-R-T.
Oh, Lord, I don't know how to spell it.
D-I-L-L-E, Hartsville. Is it? Do you know is it a health department?
Now, I really don't know a lot about Hartsville, but the
mm-hmm.
Lady at the hospital here in Moulton, say
mm-hmm.
when this all first started, you know, they gave COVID tests everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital did it in behind the hospital. You just drove through. But they're not giving tests now like they did.
Right. Hartsville.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that was my issue was that people that don't have money, this clinic here in town that's giving them, if you
I
don't have a doctor.
I see a place called Stopwatch Urgent Care in Hartsville.
That's it. Stopwatch. I knew it was something weird for a
Do you know if they're, are they close by?
You know, they're close, like going to, if you went to Decatur, you can go to Decatur and Hartsville in about the same length of time.
Okay, you want me to provide you with both of their numbers?
Yes, please.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I got my pen and paper ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's 256.
And which one's this?
This is for a stopwatch urgent care in Hartsville.
Okay.
HARTSELLE, Hartsville. 256-286-0827.
Lord, the wind's blowing here like crazy.
Man, you'll have to call them for an appointment, is what I see.
And they're open till 7. Does it say that?
It says, what does it say? 1 second. They close at 7, correct.
Yeah, okay. Because that, I mean, most places don't stay open no later than 5.
Right.
So that's a good thing there.
Okay, and then we were talking about Morgan County.
Urgent care.
The urgent care, their number is 256.
Okay.
898-3004. And then I got a family care, American Family Care, if you want their number. That's in Morgan County.
Okay.
That's also in Decatur. Their number is 256-445-3100.
All right. 3100. Now, does it say how late those two stay open in Decatur?
Okay, so for the family care clinic, I see their hours are from 8 to 6.
Okay.
And then the urgent care is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then on, let's see what Saturday says. Oh, they open Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I see a 9 to 3.
What, 9 to what?
3. Hello? Yes, 9 to 3.
That's good.
And
that's
Sunday,
good.
I see a 1 to 5.
That's good because people that, you know, well,
right.
People that are sick, like they got COVID, don't need to be working. But
right.
That don't necessarily mean they're not.
Right. Did you need me to look up a different area, or you think those will work for you?
No, that will be pretty good
okay. Because
that's, now, people that live in the northwestern end of Lawrence County usually go to Carver County.
Mm.
That's closer.
Okay.
I mean, you can be in Carver County from there, and some people go to Franklin County. That would be Russell.
Yes, ma'am.
You know. But those three places there will give people an idea.
Yes, ma'am.
You know. Say if you just consider the center of Lawrence County, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, you know, those places may know places that they could get to that would be quicker if they can't get to them.
Right.
I just wanted people some options.
Yes, ma'am. That's perfectly fine.
Our health department is supposed to do it twice a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays. But
mm-hmm.
for some reason, right now, they said they wouldn't be doing them for 2 weeks.
Mm.
She didn't give me a reason why. So,
yes, ma'am.
You know, and I won't argue with the woman because it wouldn't make no difference.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I hope these references I gave you are able to accommodate you, and I hope I've been able to help as well. Okay.
Well, just thank you for helping.
No problem. And if you need more
I
information,
appreciate.
You can visit the following websites, ADPH.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to write that down because the first time I called y'all, I tried to catch the website.
Oh, you weren't able to
delete it. And I didn't get it wrote down, so I called back, and it didn't even offer the website the second time I called back.
Okay, well, here... You still got your paper and pen?
Yes, ma'am.
It's A as in apple, D
okay.
as in dog, P as in telephone, H as in hello. .org, adph.org. And then we have the other.
adph.org.
Correct, adph.org. And then we have C as in car, D as in dog, C as in car again, .gov. Those are the two websites to refer to for more information.
Okay, CDC.
Yes, Centers for Disease Control. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been doing a little research. I'm 66 years old and live with just me and my doggy.
mm-hmm.
So I've been having to keep up with some stuff for people. That's just got a lot of us seniors that get EBT got letters that because we got that little 1.3% raise, our food stamps was going to be lower. And what it was, they were taking the pandemic EBT away. But what it really amounted to was it because it was the end of the year and the pandemic thing was ending. But, of course, we've had the extension, so it won't actually be stopped.
Yes, ma'am.
But that letter was generated before the inauguration.
Yes, ma'am.
So, anyway. It's a lot to keep up with. I don't know how you
It's a lot, yes, ma'am. I just be trying to keep up with current events and take notes. That's the best we can do, you know.
Well, yeah. And like I said, you know, I have people call me a lot and ask me stuff because they know I keep up with this health stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And well, there's a lot of seniors that don't realize they qualify.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, normally I wouldn't drop at $16 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
But with $16 a month, if I get EBT, which right now I'm getting the pandemic, but even when it stops, there's things that you qualify for.
Yes, ma'am.
That you can, that EBT card helps you with. Amazon Prime is 50% off. If you have EBT, you can buy food off Amazon with EBT card. You know, there's a lot of things people don't know because they don't know to look it up.
Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Well, I'm one of them people that work forever, and I plan on getting every tax penny back I can.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I hope I was able to help you, and I want to thank you for
you
calling
did.
The Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay? You stay safe, all right?
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all have a good day and blessed day and be safe.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Have
Bye.
A good one, okay?
Bye. Okay, you too. God bless. Now, she helped me.